Thank you, Brian. And as Brian was saying there in the bulletin yesterday, an 89-year-old man, Matthew Healy, died after an alleged attack in the Mercy Hospital in Cork. And a man has been arrested in relation to that incident and is in Garda custody today. Well, I'm joined now by Barry Roach, Southern correspondent with the Irish Times, for an update on this. Barry, first of all, tell us about what is known about what happened early yesterday morning.
Good morning, Claire. Yes, at the Mercy University Hospital in Cork yesterday morning, staff were alerted around 5:30 when patients in a 6-bedded unit on the general ward called for their assistance, and it appeared that an elderly patient there, 89-year-old Matthew Healy, a retired farmer from Berrings in mid-Cork, he was being attacked by another man, and nursing staff tried to intervene. It appears the man was being hit with a walking aid or a Zimmer frame or something like that. Nursing staff tried to intervene and they managed to subdue him. One nurse suffered a broken finger in the process. Gardaí were called, and members of the armed support unit had subdued the suspect, as it were, at that stage, and he was arrested on suspicion of murder and brought to the Bridewell Garda station, where he remains today. He's arrested under Section 4 of the Criminal Justice Act, which allows Gardaí to detain suspects for up to 24 hours, and he's still being questioned there.
All right. And then let's talk about Matthew Healy then, the victim of this attack, an 89-year-old retired farmer.
A retired farmer, a widower, his wife Delia only passed away on the 2nd of January, less than 3 weeks ago, and he was at that funeral. So my understanding is that he was admitted to the Mercy since then. So he was in this general ward there, 89-year-old man. It isn't the first tragedy to befall the family, because their young daughter, Christine, died several years ago, many years ago, in fact, as a child in a drowning accident in West Cork. So it's not, as I say, the first tragedy to befall the family. Talking to locals in Berrings, Berrings is part of Inniscarra Parish, it's in mid-Cork. Berrings village, I suppose, is about 18 kilometres from the city northwest of Cork City. But talking to the local curate there, Father Patrick McCarthy, he said people were stunned, shocked as news broke of Mr Healy's death, because the family were well known, and he said well liked in the tightly knit community. People here in Berrings that are not just in a state of shock, they're devastated at what happened, because everybody knows Matthew. The Healy's are very quiet and private family, but they're also a good community family and a good church going people, so everyone knows them. He said we can't begin to imagine how they must be feeling, but everybody will be thinking of them and holding them in their thoughts and prayers over the coming days. He said he had no doubt that the community will rally around and offer every support that they can in the wake of this terrible event.
I'm sure they will. And the County Councillor, Cork County Councillor Michael Looney, on Morning Ireland this morning, describing Matthew Healy as a thorough gentleman. So what has been said then about this incident by both the Gardaí and the hospital, Barry?
Well, the hospital have extended their sympathies to the family of Mr. Healy. They've conducted their own investigation, but they're not commenting further given its criminal matter. They do say that they're offering support and counselling to those other patients and staff who were affected by the incident. So obviously that refers to the other people who were in the ward at the time and the staff who had to attend. And my own understanding is that hospital staff are very, very traumatised by this. Gardaí have taken some preliminary statements from them, as I understand it, but are very conscious, as I say, of the fact that the distress that was caused by witnessing what happened. So that's what the hospital are saying. Gardaí saying that they've arrested a 32-year-old man. He's from Cork City. He's being held, as I say, in the Bridewell Garda station, and they say they're not looking for anybody else in connection with this. I suppose I should say as well that Mr. Healy's remains remained at the scene yesterday morning for a period. Assistant State Pathologist Dr. Margot Bolster visited the scene, carried out a preliminary examination there. Then Mr. Healy's remains were removed to the morgue at Cork University Hospital. She carried out a post-mortem that confirmed that he died a violent death. Gardaí aren't releasing the results of that for operational reasons, but my understanding is it confirmed that he suffered a traumatic brain injury in the course of what was a violent assault.
All right, Barry, thank you for joining us. Barry Roach there from the Irish Times, and our sympathies to the family and the wider community there who knew Matthew Healy. Coming up next, more reaction to that damning report on child and adolescent mental health services.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.